Are you in the retirement years or maybe right around the corner? Come on in. We're going to talk about how to be intentionally retired. I don't like the word retired. I think of tired when I think of retired. But we'll use it because that's sort of the vernacular, and it's only referenced once in the scripture. And even there, it says to the servants of God, the Levites in the temple working hard, you got to retire at 50, but you still can serve and do a lot of other things, but just you're not, no longer in charge. And so I think that's the real message for us as Christians. Retirement really shouldn't be in our vocabulary. What we do during these years will be critical, I think. Maybe the most important years of your life in many ways. All right, again, Dr. Randy here along with Jennifer and Stephen. My phone line is open at our comment line, 888-888-1717. Yesterday had so many really powerful calls of people just telling us how they're being intentional. If you missed the show, I hope you'll check it out online. Today, though, we'll go to our next caller, who Savannah has been waiting there in Texas. Hi, Savannah. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Tell me, how are you being retired?
I'm being intentionally retired in a way that might seem unusual to, I call the general public, but I do not, in my mind, believe in retirement itself. Yeah. But what I do since I have retired, I'm now 80 years old, but this is what I do and have done since 2012. I currently took my experience in my career in the financial and investment industry where I was in for over 40 years. I took that into helping people in the community, and specifically I became a substitute teacher within the public school system here in Midland, Texas. Oh. And what I have done is that at some of the schools where the principal is really, want this done too, is that I teach a pilot program that I implemented called Financial Education Literacy for 5th and 6th graders. Oh. And it's amazing how that has been successful. And if you have just a minute extra, I want to just share this one story. I had one fifth grader, and he said that his mom went to purchase a car one weekend, and I had been teaching them foundational information to start about planning and goals and objectives before getting into the hard operational parts of financial education. And I had told them also, I said, you always have to think about, is this something you need or is this something you want? And then we define that. So when he went with his mother to the car dealership, he asked his mother, Mom, is this something you really need or is this something you want? And I said, so what did your mom say? And he said, my mom looked at me and said, wow, Jay, no, I don't need it, but I want it. And he said, Mom, you shouldn't buy things that you just want. And he said that his mom turned away and they went home. And he shared that story with me that following week. And the children, the younger they are, I find the easier it is for them to grasp and comprehend certain concepts and things.
That's great.
And then the other thing that I do is I provide financial counseling and home buyer education, and I love doing that. I spent 16 years of my financial career doing that in the financial institution, but I do it free. I just want to help people, young families, to be able to get a home. Yeah.
Savannah, get some dirt under you. That's right. Hey, listen, quick question. How has this, doing all these things, made a difference to you in your own personal life?
It has helped me to see that the gifts that God has given me, because they have been gifts, because I came from a time when these opportunities weren't they're out there for me. But God has raised me up and given me these gifts and put me in positions in the financial industry and in my life. And I see, I'm like, wow, God did this and He is doing it. And I'm seeing these young families, you know, they're just so thankful, you know, when I help them. And for me, it's serving God.
Amen. And listen, I want to jump in. Yesterday's show, today's show, people who are encouraged, up, excited, focused, intentional. If you want to get healthier in your life, go serve somebody. That's at any age, by the way. We carry it throughout a lifetime. It doesn't happen when you hit 65. But when you do get to the point where you're going to say, I can't keep up the schedule, I'm going to back off, or retirement, carrying that into those years, caring for people, serving people, loving people. Savannah's doing it. She didn't want to talk about herself. She wanted to talk about the change in lives of people. That's the whole point. You want a biblical basis for all this? Think not only of your own interest, the Bible says, but also the interest of others. Wow. Thank you, Savannah. That's intentional living.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
There are two kinds of tripwires I'm going to talk about. One is a tripwire that's external, things that happen outside of us that just happen as a result of the dates on the calendar or situations that we have really no control over, but boom, God intends for them to be used in our life. There's another set of tripwires or things that happen inside of us, emotionally, relationally, and so on, that I think that we can use. The number one tripwire I think as Christians we need to have is communion. That's kind of strange, thinking about that. Every month, maybe in your church, you have communion. Some churches every week you have communion. Some are more formal, some are less formal. But you think about the fact that Jesus, through the Apostle Paul, brought to our awareness that we should never forget coming together as believers for communion. That's an excerpt from the lesson on tripwires, and you all have tripwires in your own life. I mean, if you have a garage door that's automatic, you probably have a tripwire. That's that little beam of light that you trip through when your foot or the ball or the kid's playing that keeps the door from coming down. We need to have tripwires to keep the door from coming down on our heads in life. Come on. And so this lesson gives us 10 tripwires that you and I need in our lives. It's up on our website. It's there for you. It's for somebody you know. Maybe you've got some young people in your life that need to put some tripwires in their own life and the decisions they're making. And it's there for you at theintentionallife.com. 80-90% of the things that we get messed up with in life are of our own doing, right? And intentional living focuses on those 80 or 90% of things and making decisions, and lessons like the one for this month is available to help you. And it's made available because of the financial support of so many wonderful people who join us in monthly support. And if you're not, please come and be a part of this journey. Something you can do, and we appreciate it. TheIntentionalLife.com. Click on donate, TheIntentionalLife.com, or call 888-888-1717 and press number 2.
I spent most of my life working hard. I was not Christian in the first part of my life, but I was a drug addict, Vietnam vet. A lot of things went wrong, divorced several times. And I never worried about retirement because I never thought more than 6 weeks in advance or even 2 or 3 days in advance. And now, since I got saved at the age of 50, and I'm 78 right now, God has given me a job with Walmart. 2 to 3 days a week. It's an excellent side income. God has been so good to me, and I can only repay him by doing things for other people. Like, I have every Saturday off. I usually volunteer at the church at the food pantry, and we have a oil change ministry, and I do everything I can to repay God through helping other people.
Hey, listen, 78, Walmart probably greeting, I don't know, but serving, giving, sacrificing, that's fantastic. I don't know if you've noticed, at our church at least, a lot of the people that are volunteering around the church tend to be in the senior years. And that's understandable. They don't have the kids necessarily. We don't have that kind of stress. And the needs are great. I imagine many pastors are thinking, we're so bottom heavy here. We need to have more leaders here helping us in serving in the church. And over the years, a number of people volunteered to help us in our ministries. And when we go out and do events, all the volunteers that help with seating and resources and all of that, we couldn't do it without you. And God bless you. We appreciate it. All right. We're talking about retirement. I don't like that word, by the way. Jennifer just reminded me. It sounded like being tired. What did you say? Retirement sounds like?
Like you're tired.
Tired again?
Again. Yeah.
And again.
Tired, but then you're tired
and again. And again. And again. And again. And we've been there. All right. Let's go to Melinda. I think she's next. Melinda, welcome to the show. Are you retired?
No, and really have changed our plans with regard to intending to retire or with regard to our definition of retirement in the last few years.
Now, I won't ask a young lady her age, but what age group are you in? Are you approaching the retirement years?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what is your definition of retirement?
Well, so my husband and I have come to see retirement as an opportunity to have a income flow that we hope will be more of a passive stream of income in, to enable us to have a surplus of time to do the kingdom work we feel called in our hearts to do.
Which is what? What do you feel called to do?
Well, we are very strong conviction and have been taking intentional steps toward it. We've just established a nonprofit organization, and we do grief recovery work.
Oh, good for you. Now, do you with group settings or in the church or what?
Yes, for the last 2.5 years, we started and have been facilitating a grief recovery group at our church here in Tucson, and it's growing, and we are hoping to spread it nationwide.
Well, good for you. And is something you do as a couple?
Yes, it is.
Huh. That's fantastic. So is this as a result of your own experience, perhaps, Melinda?
It's born out of the combined experience of my husband and myself. He just published not too long ago the book about his story, which is what compelled us in that direction. And then I just sent a book to manuscript myself about my story and our journey through grief and through experiencing healing the way God lays it out to be.
That's good. Well, God bless you, and Melinda, I hope that goes well. Documenting those and stories to pass on to your kids and grandkids, such a valuable thing for sure. Retirement years, fourth quarter. Are you being intentional? Deborah, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Well, my husband is already retired. He was a paramedic with the fire department, and they retire after 26 years. And he immediately went back to school and is now a physician assistant. So, but my dream is when he retires again, and possibly before that, he may not retire. We may just use those skills and go on the mission field with the skills that he now has. So he's only 53, so he has a ways.
Yeah, but you sort of have a plan. And when you have a skill, boy, and that's a good one, to take on the mission field, what an opportunity. I know at our church, they have a very active missions program in terms of taking people out in short-term missions trips. And I know that there's pros and cons to that. I get that coming in and just being there short time. But the positive impact on people who've been through life and are at a senior age to be able to go out and serve is a good thing. We need to be doing that not only overseas, but right here next door. Boy, do we need it in every city in America today. All right. Someone that left a comment with us, Charlie from Oklahoma. And it's interesting because I think what he's going to talk about, you talk about becoming as a chaplain. When you think about the needs in your own community, I know that we have a friend, someone who's a former part of our team here, who's a chaplain with the fire department and had a passion for the fire department and the fire people. And so has trained and served as a fire chaplain. I think that's really, really powerful.
Hi, my name's Charlie. I live in Middle Oklahoma. I'm 69 years old. I currently serve my American Legion post and District 4A of the American Legion as their chaplain. In the duties of a chaplain, we counsel. We're always available to counsel folks in the hospital and their families. We counsel for various reasons, and of course, we also are real interested in filling God's heaven with our veterans. That's a different kind of job. A lot of them are skeptical, but I've had a lot of success here locally. I'm just blessed to be serving the Lord here in my retirement. I stay busier now than I did when I worked.
There you go. You sound like a Charlie, by the way. Charlie, thank you. The service that you're giving and what you're doing, that's powerful. Hey, we've got young folks listening too in the 20s and 30s, and they're watching us. How do we spend that fourth quarter of life? What are our priorities? I know a lot of people, professional people, who have finished not strong, but weak. They lived in maybe a good life and loved God and went to church and had a successful business, but they get to the end period and the foundation just isn't there. They fell apart. And young people are listening and watching. In fact, we got a young gentleman, his name is Cody from Texas. He's 21 years old, and he's been watching. He's been listening. He's going to comment right after this break on his view of the older generation. Stay tuned.
Have you ever run into a tripwire in your life?
What a tripwire is simply an opportunity to be shaken out of autopilot long enough to stop and think about what's going on in their life.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, he talks about 10 tripwires we can encounter in our lives and how we should respond to them.
Whenever a tripwire goes off in your life, I think we should ask two questions. One is, what is God's purpose in this? The second one is, as a result of that, what am I going to do?
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right, thank you, Kurt. We're tired but not retired, okay? That's what we're talking about here today, yesterday as well. All of our shows, by the way, are archived, available at our website, and you could listen to yesterday's, which was part one of this two-part topic on being intentional in the fourth quarter of life. Today, you can leave your story as well at 888-888-1717. We got a lot of older folks calling in today, telling their story. What about the young ones that are listening? We're going to hear what Cody thinks coming up in just a minute.
Hi, this is Fran from Kansas City, and my comment is I'm a retiree. And I've been asked to volunteer in several instances. I work with the inner city kids in Kansas City. I work with the junior and senior high girls, and they meet at my home. And we have a great time. Sometimes I give a lesson. We mentor each other. Sometimes I have to apologize, which is humbling, but sometimes they see firsthand what it's like, and maybe they learn a lesson how to do it.
This is Paul in Phoenix, Arizona. I retired 3.5 years ago from Arizona State University, and I have been involved with our church ministry of feeding the homeless. In fact, I've been heading it up for the past roughly 15 years. Retirement for me has availed me the opportunity to be able to serve more. We feed 200 people twice a month down at the homeless shelter, and it takes me most of the 2 weeks between to get stores together and make arrangements for serving on the dates that we serve. I'm enjoying my retirement because I'm enjoying serving the Lord, and that's the essence of it.
Hello, my name is Sandy from Lansing, Michigan. I recently retired from Michigan State University. Well, I decided to do all the things that I didn't have time for when I was working. So I started out with volunteering in the heart unit at Sparrow Hospital, encouraging people that were in having family members getting heart surgery. And I just wanted to give back and do something meaningful, something from the heart.
That's great. Hey, listen, if you're not encouraged, motivated, and ready to move after a show like today, you must be already dead. And I hope not. We're talking about these years, the fourth quarter retirement years, and how to be intentional. The Bible's clear. We're to serve, and then we're to assist. We see that in Numbers chapter 8, where the Levites who were serving the tabernacle and the temple were instructed to serve, because that's a hard job. They were servants between 25 and then retire at 50. Only reference to retirement in the Bible. But it goes on to say, but then they may serve after that, assisting, but they're not to be the leaders any longer, which is interesting. So we move from service to assisting and then to being assisted, right? That happens in many of our lives. And it's not where we want to go and be. I understand that difficult stage of life, but it's part of the process of being intentional in our walk with Christ. What do the young ones think? Here's a 21-year-old. Take a listen.
Hey, this is Cody. I'm leaving a comment today about the retirement question. And I'm just 21, but I've kind of seen that fire that I've seen in some older people that are around me right now. And the ones that I've seen just can't retire. It's just like they just keep going and keep going, and they're on fire for God. And it's really neat to see, and it's really neat to feel that same thing. Retirement, it's good to save up and save to the fulfillment of the kingdom. I don't think it'd be bad to retire and love your wife and spoil your grandchildren and set them up for a great life.
That's a wise, smart 21-year-old. All right, Don, you're next in Michigan. What do you want to share about retirement?
I wanted to reach out to your callers and encourage them to look into missions.
How have you done that?
I retired. I'm 71. I retired at 68. Our church, Shadow Mountain, David Jeremiah's church in California, has a mission. They started a mission program, a mission outreach program, where we go, take construction teams, and that's where I come in because I do construction. We go in and try to help missionaries through building and then also outreach. My wife is a nurse, so she goes and does nursing. But what I'd want to, I'd like to encourage more people to look into it because you get way more than you ever give.
What have you gotten out of this personally? I know you're bringing glory to God, but how has it benefited you and your wife?
Our hearts and our desire to do more. We feel that we've more or less taken all our life. Now it's time to give it all back.
Yeah.
The Lord has been so good to us that now it's time to help the Lord and give back.
Mm. Good for you. Where was your last place that you served, and what did you do?
Africa. I was there 2.5 months, which is long for their trips. Construction, they had a missionary building they needed to get ready for groups to come in. So we went from just a structure. I went from just a structure because I was there for 2 months before the team came. But everything had to be done, plumbing, electrical, cabinets, just tons and tons of stuff, locks, moving shipping containers. It was endless. Before that, I was in Albania. So I was in Albania a couple of weeks and then flew from Albania to Africa And they were doing, it was the Christian outreach there for teens. They were building shipping, they had shipping containers come in, and we were converting them into dorms and bathrooms. And I plan on going back there again this year because they have a lot of finish up work to do.
There you go. Service. In the late Betty Davis said, old age is no place for sissies. And I think she's right. For sure. And I think Theodore Roosevelt, the 20th century president, way early 20th century, he said, old age is like everything else. To make it a success, you've got to start young. Boy, that's really true. And I hope those of you who are younger listening today, learning today, thinking about this, not only in the economic sense, which is important, by the way, you need to do that, preparing for that stage, but also about just your life and your priorities. I was looking at scripture that was given to me from Stephen. He did some research. And what's interesting is most of the scripture that references old age puts in there gray hair. So ladies, stop dyeing your hair, all right? Gray hair is a crown of glory, it says in Proverbs 16. It is gained in a righteous life. So enjoy it. We're talking intentional living. I think we got time for one more. Carol, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Randy. You know, I became a widow in 2005, and I was going to stop work at that time. But I had a dear friend. She says, Carol, don't quit work. And I took her advice, and I'm still working part-time. It's been the smartest advice she had ever given me. Otherwise, I would have not been at all prepared for the time that I would have had off. So I was financially pretty good shape. I have a 403 and some savings. I work part-time at a hospital here in Scottsdale, and it's been a blessing in so many ways. Yeah, I wouldn't be alive today, I don't think, if I had stopped work. In the past few years, I've met a wonderful man in my life, and it's changed my life. Once again, God is at work. I'm so blessed. It's wonderful, and so I want to spend time with him. It was a good long period of time that I was by myself, and I was okay with that, but now things have changed, and also with Family Life Radio, it has changed my life as well, so it's truly a blessing. Lots and lots of blessings right now.
Amen. Thank you, Carol, for wrapping us up here today, yesterday, today, part one, part two, being intentional with retirement. No excuse for not being encouraged after a couple days on this. If you're moving into that fourth quarter of life, make it count. Serve, assist, and someday, listen, most of us are going to have to be assisted at some point, aren't we? So let's serve as much as we can or as long as we can with the strength that we have. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. For Jennifer, Stephen, the rest of the team, God bless you. Have a great day. Remember, Intentional Living, listener supported, is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.